It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast.
Here we go. Here we go.
Are you drumming on the mic, man?
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
I don't want a podcast. I just want to bang on the mic all day.
No, you want to bang an alien. That's
what
you
want to do. I do want to bang an alien.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we figure we continue the conversation. Obviously, it's World UFO Day today. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we could do a podcast every single day.
Oh, yeah.
On extraterrestrials,
I don't care
aliens.
If you're a believer or not, unbeliever, whatever you are, it's still an interesting topic no matter what.
What if I'm a believer?
A believer? Then you need to get the hell out.
You need to leave. You need to kill yourself. Jeez, anyway.
Beat it, nerd.
We've discussed a lot of things, and I've seen History Channel has Ancient Aliens. Mm-hmm. There's some trippy stuff on there. Mm-hmm. There's obviously some things we can't really explain.
I'm going to start this off by saying nothing pisses me off any more than a documentary or people talking about abductions and whatnot and them putting like scary music behind it. It totally discredits everything.
Yeah.
And it, like the Netflix documentary this guy made that's on right now, he puts like VHS like special effects in it and Mickey Rourke's narrating the thing. It's just like, dude, we want to hear what Bob says. Mm-hmm. We don't give a fuck about what you do and what you say. You're a guy who makes documentaries.
Yep.
You're a conspiracy theorist with a tinfoil hat. You say five words. I know that. You suck.
Yeah.
You're just one of the guys. Let's talk about the guy that's worthy of making a Netflix documentary about.
Supposedly worked on actual alien spacecraft.
All right, so he's like an old scientist. He made like rocket cars. Basically, his story starts is he's approached. He worked at Los Alamos. He was MIT, and he worked at some other place that's like kind of high up.
Kinko's.
And nice. And on the side, he was building like rocket cars.
Yeah.
And he was just doing weird stuff. He had his own particle accelerator in his house, which is mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently, this team had a bunch of scientists, engineers, blah, 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 working at S4, trying to reverse engineer not the particle accelerator, but anyway, it's what powers the UFO.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to figure out what powers this UFO and how it works.
Yeah.
And they're going to reverse engineer it. So nobody could figure it out. These engineers, scientists could not figure it out. So they're like looking for somebody that thinks outside of the box. Does something weird like the rocket power stuff.
Guy.
So they have Bob in. They call Bob in. I believe it was like a month that he was actually at S4. It's proven that he has worked at S4.
Okay.
So he's not lying there. That's all proven.
Yep.
His story is he was there with another guy named Barry.
Barry.
Him and Barry worked together. So the way they did this.
Where's Barry at now?
Barry is already at S4. So he gets.
No, I'm saying where's Barry now?
Barry, they don't know. He doesn't know. He says in the documentary he'd love to get a hold of Barry again, talk to Barry. So
I think he's dead.
He might be. Barry might be dead. So what they do at S4, they compartmentalize?
Compartmentalize.
Right.
Compartmental.
Whatever that word is.
Yeah.
So they separate the ship. So him and Barry are working on reverse engineering the way this thing is powered, which is element 115.
Yeah,
that's what they discovered. So that's all they work on. There's like a team of 100, all in twos, working on separate parts. So no scientists can actually talk to each other.
Yeah,
and it's all because of security. They don't want people to talk to each other. Which he explains in the documentary is it's totally opposite of what scientists are supposed to do. They're supposed to brainstorm, talk to each other. So he says it's very hard to get anywhere with this because you can't talk with him. He can only talk to Barry. Barry can only talk to him.
Yeah.
And basically, he's there for like a month. They work on this stuff. They do a bunch of tests. They get nowhere because it's not human, apparently.
Yeah. I'm looking at this. Barry, perhaps he calls Suvez Barry Castillo. Is that it?
I don't know his last name. He just calls him Barry the whole time.
About his coworker, Barry Castillo.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to look this up because if Barry's dead.
You know? Let's move ahead like a month. I believe it was a month.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. So he gets flight plans. He gets all this information. So like a month out, he gets the flight plans where they're test flying these vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a group of people out to the test site twice. He did it. He gets video the second time. This is 1980-something, so the video sucks,
yeah.
Obviously. They show the video, but it's just a dot in the sky like any other UFO footage you've seen. So that's just kind of shit. And he discredits it. He's like, don't even watch the video. He's like, it's crap. You're not going to get anything from it.
Yeah.
But basically, he got kicked out because of that. So apparently,
because he took the video?
No, because he brought people out. He was they found out that he was disclosing this information.
Gotcha.
Kicked him out. Gun to the head, apparently. Almost killed him on the spot. That's how he claims. And later on, he claims that he almost got shot on the highway once. But anyway, a lot of researchers go back. There's no evidence of him at MIT.
Yeah.
There's no evidence or any records of him at MIT or Los Alamos or the other place where he's at. So they're obviously hiding something. The government, I'm saying. So they took all of his records, got rid of his records.
Yeah.
It's proven that he was actually an MIT student. There's newspaper clippings that people pulled up.
And he's still alive to this day.
Still alive to today.
He just did the Rogan podcast that we were talking about.
Which, if you guys don't know anything about this, don't watch the documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe because the documentary gives his background.
Mm-hmm.
But the documentary is shit.
Yeah.
Watch the Rogan podcast, because Rogan really gets into him.
Yeah.
Like, and it's uncut. You know, you can tell, like, the guy, the more you listen to Bob Lazar, I'm telling you, we should watch it.
Yeah.
It's convincing, man. It's extremely, extremely convincing. And like I told you, we're good at reading people.
Uh-huh.
I'm good at knowing if somebody's bullshitting.
BS in there,
yeah. I can kind of sense it. You can sense it.
I say that's where I'm torn on this, because you have people all the time. I mean, there's people out there that truly believe they saw Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. All right? There's people out
Absolutely.
There that I swear I saw this. But again, we're taking them at their word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the government truly thought, because going back to, we were talking about this off air at one point, I don't think the government would ever fully disclose to us if there was alien life forms. Because you know what? The general collective, the population, would lose their fucking minds.
Oh, dude.
We can't handle it. I don't think. It's the same thing I was talking about. Like, if I thought there was like an Earth, a Earth-killing event. I'm talking like from Armageddon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruce Willis, Billy Bob Thornton's like, it's an Earth-ender, all right?
Asteroid coming.
I don't think they'd tell us, because it would be pure pandemonium. Mm-hmm. I think what they would do is they would keep everything under wraps, get whatever they need to, get their bunkers and all that stuff taken care of, and then like a couple days before it happens, they say, hey, oh, by the way, there's this asteroid, we're screwed, everyone's dead except for the people.
Say goodbye to your loved ones.
Because
blah, blah, blah.
You have billions of people on this earth, you're telling them that aliens exist. I don't think collectively it would be chaos. People would be freaking out.
Even if it was like an innocent, you know, they're not here to kill us.
No.
But still, I mean, imagine, bro.
Dude, religions, I mean, people would be like, oh my God, we're not alone, yada, yada, yada. There'd be people just out in the streets going nuts. So with all of this said, that's what I'm wondering, though, is that if the government really wanted, if he was doing something, if he was, I guess, wait and see, maybe Lazar's going to end up mysteriously dead.
They'd kill him?
In a week or two.
Apparently, so Lazar is like, he comes in like decades.
Yeah.
This is his third time around. So he disclosed in the beginning, and he didn't disclose his identity. So nobody knew who Bob was the first time he did it. Second time, early 80s, he did it again, got famous.
Yeah.
And just now, like this past month, he's coming back.
Back
again. He got the Netflix thing. He went on the Rogan podcast, which blew up.
Yeah.
And now I think there's something else coming out. Going back, what you said in the religion.
Yeah.
For me, if aliens were real, does not disprove religion at all.
No. What I'm saying, though, is like people would probably form religions around these alien beings.
Right.
We'd see cults probably pop up trying to get on the mothership. Mm-hmm. We've seen that now.
How would you? What would
Haley Bop? Remember that the Hale Bop, that cult that drank the Kool Aid to get on the mothership?
Unbelievable, dude.
And that's what we see.
You. Those people piss me off because you totally discredit with your bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, what if Bob is telling the truth and he's been trying? He's been saying it for 30 years.
Yep.
You know, poor guy. He's got these ridiculous people discrediting him that, I mean, maybe he is bullshitting, though. Like, you just got to be open minded about it, really.
I just feel.
What if he's telling the truth, Brock? I mean, dude, what if Element 115 was from a different planet and they come out tomorrow, like, and they say, Here it is.
Yep.
Here's the spacecraft. Go inside. Do your own research. But, dude, it's fucking real. Like, this is from a different planet. What would your reaction be?
I would have to see an actual alien life form.
Yeah.
A ship wouldn't be enough for me.
Say you did. Like, what would your mind do?
That's hard for me to kind of wrap my head around, because it's the same thing like if I actually saw like a ghost,
right,
or if I actually saw like an angel.
It's the same realm.
My mind, I'm like, you know, but I don't think I can comprehend right now how I would react. I'd be like, oh, it'd be cool, or it'd be, who knows? I may see it and lose my fucking mind.
Dude.
Who knows? I could be one of those people that just goes crazy. I don't know.
I don't think you do know until it happens.
Until it happens.
Yeah,
that's a game changer. If we were to actually see,
game changer.
Here's the ship. Here is the alien that we have preserved in some gel in a tube, like very, very Independence Day esque.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're kind of talking about the sci-fi part of it too.
Yeah.
The gray alien with the big eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we can talk about microorganisms.
It could be a piece
of bacteria from Mars, which I think they found.
They found something like that. I think here's what's crazy is
we
put so much into outer space, which I'm not saying we shouldn't learn, but in our lifetime, I honestly don't think we will still our lifetime here. We'll be dead and gone long before I think we make any real strides into space.
How depressing is that, being a scientist?
It's gotta
knowing it is so vast and so big that your research is so minute and small that it doesn't even matter.
There's people that do
know gravity, dude.
No, we can't figure
that
out.
You can't figure it out.
We don't get it.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
But we can't figure it out. Just wrap your brain around that.
Newton got hit on the head,
yeah,
sitting under an apple tree, and he's like, there's something to this.
That's
basically where we're still at.
Dark matter in space. Don't know what the fuck it is.
There's scientists out there that
there's a lot of it.
Oh, what's it called? It's called hypothetical. Like, it's not even, they literally are just doing science like we think. Like, it's not even like proven stuff. It's nuts, man. For me, that's why I guess I maybe don't put too much into it, is because I'm more interested in stuff on our planet.
Right, right.
You know, for the time that I'm here. Uh-huh. And I don't want to sound like ignorant, like, oh, well, the other stuff doesn't matter. It's just, we're never going to see it, man. I'll be lucky if in our lifetime we get to do like maybe tours to the moon.
Yeah.
Like I could maybe seeing that happen. That's not out of the realm
even
of
like
possibilities.
You know, we're going back to the moon, 2024.
I heard about that.
NASA
yep.
just put that out. Anyway, I even think it like a trip to the moon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Would open everybody's mind up. Like, dude, look at this.
I think like tourist trips. You know, as we now have rockets. What are those rockets that land themselves?
Oh yeah, Tesla rockets.
Tesla. So they land. So we're obviously advancing. And dude, in 20 years, who knows where it's going to be? But I always go back to the Futurama episode where Fry is ecstatic to go to the moon. Everyone's like, dude, the moon is old news. Like, there's a theme park on there, and it's kind of old and everything. But to hear Fry, this guy, you know, from Earth back in our times, like, mm-hmm. that's a crazy thing. So for me, I guess I could get excited about that. Like, oh, yeah, hey, we're taking that weekend trip. We're going up to the moon. We're going to go do the exploratory thing, you know.
Wow.
We're going to go dig for stuff on the moon. Like, that's crazy, and I could see that happening. But outside of that, man, I'm more interested. Dude, we know less about the ocean.
Yep.
We've only explored, what, like 4% of the ocean floor?
Absolutely, man.
And so I guess I'm more, if you want to see aliens, dude, go to the deep, you know, the Mariana The Mariana Trench.
Think about it, though. Like some of the deep sea creatures.
By the way, I know it's the Mariana Trench.
Nice.
The Mariana Trench with the garlic bread. But that's kind of where I'm at, and why I don't get too worked up over aliens.
See,
you know,
all right, like put this in perspective. So you don't see any documentaries on Discovery Channel. You don't see anything your whole life, and somebody walks up to you. Throws a squid in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Like, dude, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this thing?
Yeah.
This looks like an alien.
Yeah.
You know, but your mind is trained around it that's an octopus and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But because you just see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't appreciate the weirdness of what the fuck that thing is.
Did you ever see that picture of that one squid that they found? That huge ass. Oh, dude, you got to see that. You want to talk about an alien, dude. A huge squid.
Didn't they just find a massive
caught on camera? Dude, this thing right here. Dude.
Yes. This is crazy.
No. Maybe it's not the squid or whatever that thing was.
It goes in front of the camera like that?
No, they take it. Well, yeah, that one. But no, there's this other one that they found, and they do a picture of it.
Does it have eyes?
This thing right here. This thing, man.
Yeah, that was the Asian guy?
Magna pinna squid. I got to look that. Magna pinna squid. Dude, this thing will blow your friggin' mind. Like, they do the video of it, and it's like, no. This thing should not be real. This is not. Yeah, this guy finds it down in the deep ocean.
It's terrifying, man.
And, dude, like, it scans. Look at how big that thing is.
Dude, that's terrifying. You know what that looks like? That thing from The Matrix.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, now, that's
actually,
why I stay out
of the water. It kind of looks like the alien from Independence Day, the one that pops out.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of looks like that, man.
I'm just saying, you know, like that stuff exists.
And that could be.
That's
we don't know. That could be an alien.
Dude, I think there is something with an octopus that they're like, they have a theory on.
Yeah.
That it came from somewhere else.
Came from outer space?
Yeah, that was like a microorganism or something.
And it just grew.
I don't know. Dude.
So, like I said, all joking aside, because I always kind of play devil's advocate. I'm like, no, there's no alien. I'm just going to bang some hot alien babe. Mm-hmm. Thing is, we don't know. It's just, I guess I'm not that interested in it because in our lifetime, we're not going to see it. Mm-hmm. Prove me wrong, aliens. Hey, if you're listening out on your spacecraft cruising around, prove me wrong. But I guess I'm more interested in the stuff on Earth that we can check out. I'm more interested in, you know, I guess the crazy things that we haven't discovered. You know what I mean?
I'm on board with that for sure. Like, especially with the oceans. There's a lot of stuff.
Hell, we don't know. What if that alien spacecraft came out of the ocean? It could have came up. What if it shot out of there, came down, crashed, and now we're like, whoa.
There are a lot of conspiracy theorists that think that there are.
Dude, the ocean's crazy,
bro. Like under the ocean space.
Atlantis. Stations. We have the city of Atlantis.
Atlantis.
The lost city of Atlantis.
You know, I mean, you can go back to Egyptian times, the hieroglyphics, and it's always been around, man.
Yeah, man, even the Egyptian stuff, like, people trip out on that, man.
It's crazy. Like I said, it goes back. Yep. It's always been around. Yeah. You know another weird thing that I've been thinking about? iPhones, technology, and how exponential it is, and how fast it's growing,
yep.
And how it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Would we invent the plane, what, 1920-something? The Wright brothers flew the first time?
First flight.
And then literally
1903.
Literally like 50 years later. I mean, dude, we are flying into space. We have jets.
Apollo 11 was a space flight, landed the first two people on the moon. That was in 69.
Do we go to the moon?
60 years later.
The first time we get off the ground is 1903. If you're talking about perspective of time.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
1900s come around and technology just goes up.
Do you believe we put a man on the moon?
Do you believe that?
I do, absolutely.
I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I get, like, the whole space race thing and, like, oh, well, we had to say that we beat the Russians there. I truly do believe
interesting in 2024. If
you're telling me in all the years someone has not come forward and busted that wide open? Yeah. No. We went to the moon.
A lot of conspiracy theories, man.
It was filmed in a movie soundstage in California, man.
Here's a good question for you, specifically you. Is there any conspiracy theories that you latched onto?
I don't.
Because you're not a conspiracy theorist.
No.
Is there anything you latch on to?
Man, oh, man. I don't know.
Because there's so many weird ones out there, man. Like the shapeshifters, the reptilians.
Yeah.
Government people. You know, some of those are just like.
Here's what I think is I think the government is behind.
You think they're hiding stuff? You think they're hiding a lot like. Like serious stuff?
Oh, yeah. Dude,
like I'm talking
when
like.
You realize the amount of money that is involved in the government and these. I don't know if this is so much a conspiracy theory. Actually, it probably is. And again, I don't want to be. What's the word? I don't want to be insensitive to the topic. But in my mind, medically, we should be so much farther in advance. Mm-hmm. And I think because Big Pharmaceutical has. It made a lot of people very, very rich.
Yep.
We should be so much farther along when it comes to HIV, when it comes to cancer, you know, the common cold. Like, why cure people and continue to wring money out of them when we could just keep them alive longer?
Yeah.
And same thing when it comes to tobacco. Dude, tobacco we know kills people, all right?
But diabetes.
Yet, diabetes, dude. You know? Cancer, all that stuff. So to me, I think big pharmaceutical has done a lot more damage than good, in my mind.
It's insane,
not saying
man.
The medicine's not good, and there's a lot of great medicine, but we also have been working on things for a lot of time, and you're telling me that there's not a cure or maybe not something better. Magic Johnson. I was reading up on him, and he basically, what's I can't remember what it's called, but you cannot detect the HIV virus in Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
So in a sense, he's cured.
Cured.
In that sense. He's not.
Go.
It's still in there.
And
but
if
he were to do a blood test, but right there's a guy that's got a lot of money who can afford all of this stuff, which tells me that it's out there. Why is it not out to the public? You know what I mean? And how much does your diabetes medicine cost? How much does your insulin cost?
I don't even want to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you. It sucks. I owe a company $1,500 right now for that doesn't even do anything for me but monitor my blood sugar.
Yep.
Doesn't give me insulin. Doesn't supply insulin. Dude, it's insane. Those little bottles that I get that I draw from can be upwards to $700-$800 if you don't have insurance.
And how long does that last you? A month?
A month.
A month. That to me right there is such a broken system. And so if I were to talk about conspiracy theories, I think our healthcare system.
It sucks, yep. Brock. Not only does it suck having a disease that you didn't choose to have, it sucks when you got to go pay for it.
Yep, a lot. And it shouldn't be that way.
And, dude, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, but so there, that one, and like the same thing with EpiPens. EpiPens,
yeah.
A life-saving thing for a kid who has a peanut allergy.
Yep. Insane amount of money.
Nut allergies, that's another thing, man.
Weird.
Dude, when we were kids, did you know anybody that had a nut allergy in school?
Zero.
Nowadays, oh my God, you gotta be so careful.
You know what's non-existent in Africa?
Really?
Non-existent.
Yeah.
Not one case of peanut allergies in Africa.
Yeah. And the other thing I will say, if I were to look into it, is like alternative fuels.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we do not have more electric cars, the fact that in the 70s, there was guys that had...
Water, H2O powered cars.
Dude, when the original, like the first like Model Ts, dude, we went to that car museum, my buddy and I, and they had electric cars back like in 19.
Go. Yeah.
They had electric cars back then. You tell me now we don't, because you know why?
We're holding
big
ourselves
oil.
Back.
Big oil. It's money and government and pollution, dude. We should be so much farther along in solar. We should be so much farther along in alternative fuels. So if we were to get into it, and so saying, if there is an alien technology, you're telling me that alien spaceship doesn't have something that powers that thing?
That's exactly a portion of that documentary. So. Lazar says when he gets in there and he found out what this was,
because
they didn't tell him when he went in. He just knew that he was working on something that's anti-gravity.
Yeah.
So once he found out what it was, his mind exploded.
Mm.
He said, I wasn't even thinking about the spacecraft. I wasn't thinking about aliens. I wasn't thinking about anything. He was thinking about, holy shit, this is going to change everything.
This is going to change the world.
Cars.
Yep.
Change the world. Change people's lives.
Yep.
He said that the possibilities that this could supply.
Unfortunately, our government
won't let it.
It won't let it. And
if
maybe
it's there.
I will say now, going back to as well, I don't think our population, our world, could handle knowing that there's aliens out there. If you were to say, hey, it's been released, again, going back to that, I'll just give you the short version, but if you were to put a picture of the alien spacecraft and the alien that was found in the 40s in Roswell, New Mexico, people would lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
But that's not saying, though, that they couldn't just say, oh, hey, we developed this cool new technology. Here's a battery that will last forever.
Yeah.
Here's a light bulb that will never burn out. You know what I mean? Like, energy costs. And so that's what I don't understand.
I want to say he said that like a couple grams of this element can power the world. And he said they had 500 pounds of it.
Really?
Dude, think about that.
Man, oh man.
Think about that, dude. That's wireless power, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you're not plugging anything in.
No.
You're not. You wrap your mind around it. Do what you want with it.
We are sitting here talking. Maybe there are people that are working in undisclosed bases and are like, no, guys, we can't use this. Like, if we will cause, you know,
he
I don't
was,
know. There's
saying,
smart people out
he
there.
He was saying, as far as they got with that experiment and the time that he spent at S4, as far as they got, he said, I wouldn't be surprised if they're still working on it.
Yeah.
And that's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He says, dude, it's just out of this world shit. He's like, dude, you can't test it. You can't. We don't have anything to test it. We can't harness it. It's just, it's so out of this world that, like, we can't figure it out.
It's like the Tesseract from the Marvel Universe.
Dude, imagine if you had this.
Dude.
There's the people claim that he stole some of it.
Really?
That he has 115. He's been raided three times. Three times.
Wow.
Three times by the FBI, and that's proven.
Yeah.
So, like, what are they looking for? If he's lying, what are they looking for?
That's true.
It's weird stuff, man. It's weird stuff. I love it. I love it, man.
It smells like incense in here.
Dude, it does. I'm not even high right now.
But it's trippy, man. I think there's stuff, like I said, we can't really truly wrap our brains around. We try and understand. I think that's why this will always be a conversation piece. Do I think it'd be crazy cool to find this cool alien technology?
You know what,
even if it just crash landed. Let's say it was just like some probe that was sent out and it crash landed. There was no aliens on it. It's like, dude.
Right.
What the fuck?
You know what I think why I get so interested and excited about it is you know, we do a lot of internet stuff. I think I've seen a lot of things in my life. And stuff gets dull after a while because you've seen it so much. And I think I like reaching. It'd be like seeing a new color.
Yeah.
You know, I like the ideas of stuff like that. Like something completely new.
That's a good analogy there. It's you know, something that would change the world that we know. Because we're still growing and there's still new technology. But to be honest, our world is still pretty set.
Yeah.
We're still pretty set in our ways.
It's routine.
We're still using plastic bags for some reason.
Right.
You know, we're still seeing the same colors we saw, Roy G. Biv, you know what I mean? And I mean, there's different spectrums of stuff. But all in all, we're still pretty set on, you know, in the world that we know, in the most recent, you know, as going back maybe a few thousand years, we're still kind of set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think maybe something like that would just be mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing, man. Yeah. And you know what? The laws of nature are, you just...
It shakes our world up, man.
Shakes the world.
And maybe that's something that the world needs, you know? Dude, we're burning holes through in our ozone.
Who said, what president said that? It was the only way world peace would happen is if we had to come together. Was that Nixon?
No, Nixon was terrible, man.
No? He said, yeah, the only reason the world peace would happen is if an alien race landed upon us.
We'll end with this. The only way world...
I want to see it was Nixie. Nixon. I'm pretty sure.
President.
Yeah, anyway. It's just, it would.
Quote.
And honestly, if that happened, I don't even think we would come together because I think it would just, if they came to destroy, we're done, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you can make it to another planet that has people on it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you there for? Not to say hi.
Yeah,
I think you're there to get some gold, which is crazy. Gold. Gold's a weird thing.
Gold!
Yeah. Originally came from the Big Bang. It's everywhere in space, and Earth has it.
Yep.
Just a little bit of it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Does Mars have it? Have we done any...
I don't know.
Any panning in Mars? Has the Mars rover been there
in
his little hat? Damn gold in these hills.
Yukon Cornelius.
Gold!
It's gold!
All right, that's going to do it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Appreciate it. Do some exploring. Watch some documentaries. Make up your own mind. That's what we always like to say, you know.
If you're going to get a telescope, get the Orion. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's you can see the neighbor's boobs really well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They look like little flying saucers.
That's what you guys saw. You saw the neighbor's boobs?
They were titties.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.